Hi, I'm John Ching of the Storm Lake FFA, and this is Fridays with FFA, brought to you by United Bank of Iowa, with 35 locations in Western Iowa, serving as Iowa's number one ag bank for 18 years. Member FDIC. Today, I'm here with Iowa FFA state reporter, Rachel Tenusen. Rachel, can you tell me how you got into FFA?
Absolutely. So my older brother was in FFA, and I saw all the great experiences and all the fun trips he got to go on, and I really wanted to be a part of that as well. I didn't realize how involved and how active I was going to be until I went to state convention my freshman year, and I remember that the state officer's retiring address is then just totally connected with me and inspired me to do more and be more involved in my chapter.
Could you tell me why you decided to become a state officer?
Running for state office was a big decision for me. I knew it was an important role and one that a lot of members need to look up to, and I really wanted to be the best person for it or have the best person in that position. So it took me a while to fully commit just because I want what's best for Iowa FFA, and ultimately I came to the decision that I will become what people need, whether it's a friend or a mentor. I want to be that for other FFA members.
How would you say serving as a state officer has impacted you?
It's been a crazy experience. I love it. I've learned so much, and I've got to meet so many incredible and amazing people who are all doing so many great things. It gives me hope, and it makes me so proud that all these FFA members are working together to create such an amazing future for ag.
How would you say your experiences in FFA will help you in a future career?
So through FFA, I realized what I wanted my career to be. For the longest time, I thought I wanted to work in pediatrics and be a pediatrician. But I realized through FFA that my true passion was ag and that I loved being on the family farm. And I also love communicating with people. So I realized that I wanted to be in ag communications, being able to advocate for an industry that I really love and am passionate about, and also getting to spread that love with others.
What is one regret you have in your FFA career?
One regret I have is when I was a sophomore, I thought about running for a district office. I went through some struggles during that time and ultimately decided that I shouldn't do it because I wasn't a great enough leader. I couldn't do it. So I really got inside my own head, and I ended up deleting my application the day it was due. And I really do regret that because it was an experience that I would have loved to have, but I think I ultimately learned more from that experience, from going through that hardship and having that regret.
And to wrap this interview up, can you tell me what has been your favorite memory while you've been in FFA?
There's been so many. I know with my teammates this year, we've picked up couches and recliners off the side of the roads from chapter visits. My senior year in high school, I totally ripped my skirt in school, and that was embarrassed. Ultimately, there's just so many experiences that members can find through FFA, whether it's the small things, convincing your ag advisor to go down a road that's supposed to be closed, or just causing mischief.
Thank you. That was Rachel Tenusen, state reporter of the Iowa FFA. And I'm John Ching of the Storm Lake FFA, and this is Fridays with FFA, brought to you by United Bank of Iowa, Iowa's number one ag bank.